You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to Infinite Success with Elena Scher. During the next hour, you will gain valuable, life-changing information to rewire your mind from your everyday life into an extraordinary new way of living. Join Elena as she shares universal principles that will create the life you have been dreaming of.
Well, hello, and welcome to Law of Attraction Radio, Infinite Success with Elena Scher. That's me. I'm coming to you from beautiful Singer Island, Florida, where it is 4:36 in the afternoon and just a wonderful, beautiful afternoon. And with me today is my client who's agreed to come on and have a session today. So what brings you here today? What's going on?
Hello. I know we've been working on a lot of stuff over the last, 2 years. So I kind of, just with everything going on in terms of my past year and in the chaos going on, I kind of wanted to work a little bit on getting back to my power and aligning at that point, even when harsh and hard things are happening that are out of my control. And then how to get to that place, even when these things are happening. Either personally or like outside of myself. That's kind of what I've been struggling with a little bit over the last like six months to a year. So maybe because I don't know if that's kind of making sense.
That makes perfect sense. As a matter of fact, there have been our struggles have been ramped up about tenfold since I think about 2019.
Yes, exactly.
So join the crew of
yes.
Of the 7 billion people that are walking the planet right now.
Absolutely.
So it is very difficult to stay in your truth when a lot of things are going on the planet right now. It's kind of like you turn on the TV or you turn on social media. It's like, what the heck right now? I mean, what now? Oh my God, right. Another, geez. And then, of course, not to mention all the personal things that go on through our lives, whether it's, family things or other things that have happened in our lives. So just being able to stay on track and being able to stay grounded, it's kind of like staying grounded within, I don't know if I could say this on radio, but during the midst of the shit storm.
Right. Absolutely.
So. It is very difficult. And I would really say that based upon our evolution with our souls, and from my understanding, that if this is really the time to really evolve our awareness, our lives and who we are, when we're looking at things like, our government, when we're looking at things like the news and social media and everything like that, it's very easy to get very discouraged. It's very easy to look at what's going on and just to be like, oh my God, I can't anymore. And just to be like, okay, well, this law of attraction thing isn't working. I remember one thing that I saw when COVID hit that, none of this stuff was on my vision board. I think,
exactly. Like, what?
John Ashcroft, I think he put that up on his, Instagram page, which I thought was pretty funny, but, like Joe Dispenza says, now is your time. Now is your time to, put all these tools and these techniques to work, because there is a quiet spot within all of our minds that is very calm, very quiet, and is connected to our infinite potential, the infinite possibilities of the universe, and allows us to have a greater power that can come through us. A lot of times what we do is we look at, these world events and everything that's going on, and it's like, oh my God, I'm outraged, and we just get so angry. And what's really interesting about that is that when we take the outrage out of the equation, because a lot of that is what started all of this to begin with, that consciousness. And if we take that out of the equation and we just allow ourselves to have the flow of life work through us, we'll find ourselves in situations and spots that will allow us to make some movement. It could be maybe posting something on your Instagram page, your Facebook page, your Twitter page that might make a movement. You might be able to find a group of people that are like-mindedness, and the energy with that might help you align. But it's very important in this time and everything that's going on that we really make sure that we are in a peaceful state within our minds. And if it's kind of like, be my thoughts, be my words, be my action, and allow a movement to come through you that's bigger than you, that is going to make the difference. That is going to make the big difference, aside from being stressed out and in total anxiety over this. And again, it doesn't mean that you don't make a movement, you don't do anything, you're just complacent. It just means you don't make a movement based upon fear. That's really it. And there's where the difference comes in. With a lot of the things that have happened over the last few years, I know that you've had the death of your father. You've had an accident that's happened. So with that, what are some of the things right now that you're dealing with just your personal, with your personal things?
Well, I guess it all kind of ties. Well, my father's death ties heavily to the stuff going on because his care was compromised because of a lot of things. So there's a lot of anger that come up because it's not just like he got hit by a bus. It was like you could not get things. Doctors weren't doing things that they should, like straight malpractice, straight negligence. So that was a huge struggle because it wasn't just an illness. It was also then watching somebody purposely or unintentionally, but it seemed purpose, hurt others. And that was very hard because it's just not the way I live my life. And then to see somebody you love so much being tortured, and then the rest of the world saying, well, that this is save lives and, you know, this is what you have to do. And like, why does my father have to suffer because you're unaware that this is not acceptable. And I mean, not acceptable, meaning not done the right way, not purposely at that point. So that has been something I've been working with. We've talked about it. We've worked with, I have a deep faith. I have a deep spiritual sense. But on a human level, because it's just watching somebody hurt somebody is just, I am in judgment of that because I don't feel, when you purposely hurt somebody, it's of God. But that anger and then not being able to get back to any normalcy for a long time, like I was just telling you, like I'm getting back into yoga. So to not have release or an outlet of tribe of things, that's been very challenging. So my body feels very weak. So then I get frustrated that like I feel like I'm not manifesting. And then I did get in an accident, which was a drunk driver. And it came to me channeling wise, like, you know, you were there at that time to help others because it was going to happen no matter what. But you were there to, the only way I was going to drive was I was going to drive to save his life and then somebody else's. Now, nobody died. And that's because of how I was driving. I like was able to react so quickly. But then my body was physically, and it is still physically, concussion, you know, my shoulder blade, all these different things have happened occurring. So then again, there is a level of anger because then I don't have control over my body again, or I guess I'm at a point now where I'm releasing a lot of the anger, and I'm also releasing, I want to get back to a place where I feel, you know, balanced. I mean, at that point, which I'm getting to, but I also want to get to a place where if we're manifesting, like, you know, it's like, did I manifest? Well, I couldn't manifest in my father's death. It was his course, right? But it's also confusing, you know, when you're in these deeper kind of energies, how to get out of it, because it's not just simple to just say, feel good today. You know, grief is just,
absolutely.
It comes right over you and you just cry. And like, I believe in, he's come to me and like, it's a weird feeling. So I've been challenged with that, and it's like, let myself heal maybe before I manifest, or how do I learn from that? So I'm kind of like I'm in that process and that transition of like, how do I go from here in terms of manifesting the life I want, but also losing, like not losing, using the lessons, you know, that I've, mm-hmm. Thinking, did I attract that at that point? Because, you know, you're going to eventually attract death because people have to pass on. So it's going to happen. So that's kind of where I'm stuck. Cause I'm like, when I'm physically tired and I'm physically kind of exhausted just by the actual body stuff, mm-hmm. it makes it harder for me to get to a place of joy. So then I'm like, how do I get to a place of manifesting? You know what I mean? Moving forward. So that's kind of where I'm a little bit, you know, needing a little guidance too, because I'm like, I don't want to manifest more negative stuff, but in the mm-hmm. same, I don't want to get to that place if I physically feel, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't feel my best.
So
excuse me.
What I'm getting right now is there's a lot of, and I don't mean this in a sense of forgiveness as in pardon the other person by any stretch, but what I'm getting is there's a lot of forgiveness that needs to happen with you to just feel better. That's really it. It's kind of like, what would you be willing to let go of in your thought process for you to feel better? In other words, would you be willing to let go of, and this is not easy. And I know that it's not. I mean, I lost my father the year before you lost yours. Yeah. And would you be willing to let go and forgive for the sole purpose of just feeling better and being more in the present moment so you can feel better, be more at peace in your own mind?
Yes. I mean, I feel like I've been doing that. It's just, it's when the complications, okay, like I have to go to neural, it's like all these other things. I forgave the guy who did that, but I now have to not sleep for days upon end. I have to mm-hmm. have a concussion where I'm losing work. Okay. So the frustration comes in now that my livelihood is now affected.
Of course.
My brain may be damaged for the rest of my life. My shoulder may be damaged for the rest of my life. So it's not an anger of the part. It's just now another level of grief or another level of like,
and now you're holding it and now it's in a physical,
that I can't sleep because of a concussion. So I can't, and then I can't take a medication because I have, you know, so it's like, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, how do I get to a place, you know, of like, do I just focus on the, like getting my physical body better so I can get to that place, you know, before I even try to do something else, you know what I mean? Because that's kind of where I'm at. Like I've worked a lot on forgiving, mm-hmm. but now it's like the physical stuff. And then now the things that have affected my life now are that much more challenging out mm-hmm. of my control, you know? So I'm getting back to that place of balance. So do you suggest like maybe getting my body back to a place so I could sleep? You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of where I'm physically like not able to, you know, it comes and goes. That's it.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, absolutely. That's kind of where I'm at. Let me ask you a question. How does your shoulder feel right now?
I mean, it's throbbing. I mean, it's okay. Throbbing. Yeah.
Okay. And how does your head feel right now?
It's clearer today, but yeah.
It's clearer today. Okay. All right. Well, that's a good thing. Yeah. So your shoulder, being, or is it your right shoulder or left shoulder?
My right shoulder. Yeah.
Your right shoulder. Are you a right-handed or a left-handed?
Right-handed.
Yeah. Okay. So you're right-handed. So on a, metaphoric level, mm-hmm. when we kind of look at certain things, your right shoulder represents your writing. It yeah. represents your throwing. It represents your basically being able to, what do? You open up the car door with your right hand.
Right,
and
right,
of course
right.
that affects everything. So what happens is that there are parts of our body, whether it's through an accident or even through an illness, there are parts of our body that will have certain things that will happen. And on a metaphoric level, it's trying to tell us something.
Yeah.
So if you could, I want you to put your hand on your shoulder, the one that's hurt, and just close your eyes for a second. And I want you to ask your shoulder if it has any messages for you, and just kind of calm your intellectual mind down and let your subconscious talk to you for just a second. Does your shoulder have any messages?
Yeah, like heal. Slow
heal.
Down.
Slow down. Heal. Slow down. Okay. Anything else? Slow down how?
Just like energetically, I guess.
It's energetically. Kind of like... So slow down energetically. Energetically how?
You don't have to do everything. Or for everyone.
Okay.
At one point, they have to help themselves. That's kind of what I'm getting.
Okay. You don't have to do everything for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So put your hand back on your shoulder. Everything for everyone. Everyone who?
Like every person you meet.
Every person you meet. Do you feel almost like the weight of the world on your shoulder? Because that's a lot of what shoulders represent, is weight. Weight of the world. You ever hear of the weight of the world is on my shoulders?
Yeah.
So when you're...
Yeah.
When you're getting in touch with that feeling of you don't have to do everything for everyone, who in particular comes to mind?
I'm getting like a message of like, no matter who I meet, whether it's family or just somebody new, I'm always getting their energy and I have to be more mindful of that.
So in other words, letting the energy of others in, right?
Yeah, like I absorb it even if I'm like unconscious at that, I'm not unconscious. Like even if they're not aware of it, or I'm not aware, it's just an exchange. And I have to be more mindful of that kind of.
So what I want you to do is I want you to put your hand back on your shoulder again. And I want you to ask your shoulder, from this point forward, what does it need?
Care.
Care. What kind of care?
I'm getting the word nourishment.
Nourishment?
Yeah.
Nourishment how?
Downtime. I don't know. That's the word I was getting. Downtime.
Okay. What else?
Like more peace. Be mindful of the people you're around that do not create peace for you.
Okay. And what else? Mindful of the people.
Like an awareness of my energy field.
And to maybe know when another energy field is coming into yours.
Yeah. Or just being like as an empath, it's like you take on others, but you can put up something to block it, you know, from coming in, or I could also choose to excuse myself. You know, to not be in those environments where I would get depleted.
Okay. Okay. So not be in those environments where you get depleted.
Mm-hmm.
So ask your shoulder if you were to be more mindful and create a, because I'm getting a block, a boundary with you.
What?
And to create a boundary.
Oh, boundary. Yes.
Within yourself, asking your shoulder if that's what it would need to help heal.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm getting like another like message of like staying in your power. 'Cause when you're questioning yourself, you're also depleting your own energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I keep giving my energy away to other people that don't deserve it. Like meaning if somebody's if somebody hurts me, I give my power away by allowing them to hurt me. By reacting to it.
Okay. So just knowing, and in this space and time right now, mm-hmm. that who you really are outside of this body could never be hurt. It could never be killed. It could never be hurt. It could never be anything. Who you really are could never be hurt. And with that, and the weight of your shoulder, the weight that's on your shoulders, almost like feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders, doing things for everyone else, letting other people's energy in, not taking care of yourself and not creating your own safe space, your own boundary.
Yes, that makes complete sense.
From what you're telling me, that's the message that your shoulder is holding.
Yeah, that would make complete. That makes complete sense.
Your body will always tell you, because your body is just. It's almost like when you get into your car. Does your car move by itself? No, you have to get into your car and move your car. Right.
Yeah,
same deal.
I think I'm just frustrated with. As everybody, impatient with the, you know, you want it to happen.
Of course.
You know, overnight. And it's just, and I want to be in more joy, you know, and I'm choosing joy, but, you know, it's harder when you have to go to the doctor for 8 hours. It's not joyful, you know, it's just a necessity, you know. So I'm trying to get to a place of, you know, self-care, but doing the things I need to do, and also the self-care things that are going to allow me to heal too.
So
I booked a spa day for tomorrow. So that's one
good thing.
Like I'm aware, like I need to take time to heal, you know, and maybe let go of the frustration and against myself, you know.
And when you're in the doctor, you have a choice. You're given an opportunity to either be in the doctor and be like, oh my God, I'm in the doctor. I have to go to the doctor. Or you get the opportunity to be in the doctor and say, I get to go to the doctor. And this is going to be part of your healing and part of the rewiring of the way that you look at things. And you could be in the doctor, and instead of being in the doctor and being aggravated over it, you can be in the doctor and you can, you know, as you're waiting, have ear pods, listen to something that's very uplifting. You can be in the doctor and do meditations. So there are ways to start to give your shoulder on a psychological level, on an emotional and a mental level, because what happens is that when you're like, oh, I have to go to the doctor. Now what you're doing is one of the things that I'd gotten from you from that is slow down.
Yeah.
Take it easy. And so that's what this whole scenario.
Because it's been delayed because of COVID. So I haven't, similar to my dad, I'm not able to get the care. So now it's 3 weeks. So it's the pain, like things like that. That's where my frustration comes in. Like,
yes.
I can't get care. I can't get care, period. And I don't believe in most medical doctors, but I need those things for some legal issues.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Need it for, in order to get other care through insurance. So that's, you know, I am trying to be mindful saying, yes, thank you for this, but now we're 3 weeks out, you're calling all these people, nobody's, you know, so that's kind of where I'm trying to be in that, like, there must be a bigger purpose, but there's also the pain factor, and I don't take pain pills and painkillers or anything.
Of course not.
So I won't take anything like that. So that's kind of been a thing because I want to move forward, but because of everything else, it's being delayed that I can't get like the MRIs and care and things like that. So I'm trying to I don't want to manifest a doctor. I'd want to manifest healing, and I know how I can heal, but I have to do these things for other reasons at that point. So I'm trying to get to a place of saying, like today I say, I'm not going to call them because it's just going to frustrate me. So I'll do it on Monday or something, because it's just, you know, you might have to make 5 to 10 calls because nobody's mm-hmm. working. So what might have been easier 2 years ago is not that easy. And it mm-hmm. puts more stress on me, and I'm trying to de-stress all those things, you know.
What's happening too is that what you just said is that, you know, it brings you back to the level of frustration that you had when you couldn't get care for your dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what's going to happen, this is the crazy thing about life, is that even when something happened 2 years ago, 5 years ago, and we tend to see it again, and then there's another lesson that comes up, that's what this is. Basically, well, what this is,
I kind of believe that, but I have to disagree only on that, because I do my job a certain way, and I think you mm-hmm. do your job a certain way. I mm-hmm. think there's different levels of what people do, and I do feel like there is a certain lesson, but there's also just people physically not there. So that's,
of course.
So if a doctor works one time a month, like there's nothing else I can do, especially if it has to be in this system that would pay, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to take a takeaway of like, you know, this is just what I have to deal with at this point in time. And, you know, if I have to be in pain, I have to be in pain. But that's just, I know that there's other things I could do holistically, but I can't do that until I get these other things because of the whole.
Of course. And so sometimes you need modern medicine in order to get you through that hump. Absolutely. I totally agree.
And I think,
you know, so with a broken bone, holistic healing isn't going to heal a broken bone.
Yeah. So there has to be a confirmation of what's wrong before you get all these other things. Cause I'm feeling popping and things like that. Just
absolutely.
To confirm before I go do something else, like even a chiropractor wouldn't help until I know, because God forbid something's wrong. I mean, they took x-rays, but if something's slipped or like a nerve, that could really mess up everything. So I'm trying to go within intuitively to then say, is this the right path? Are these the right things? Why is there this delay? And try to detach myself from, mm-hmm. from that
stepping
outcome.
Back.
Yeah. Like I'll do the emails and then I'll say, okay, well then I'm done for the day. And I don't want to get aggravated. So I'm not going to call today, that type of thing, because nobody's responded to me in like a few days. So I think some of it, some of it's frustrating. And then but it's also like, where's the lesson? Or is this just also just life in general? Like, you know, your car is going to break down, that type of
course,
thing.
Right? Of course. Of course.
You don't fill it up with gas, that type of thing. So, so that's kind of like where I'm trying to get to that place. And then I want to manifest more things, but I want to feel better. That's the thing.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
Sleep and physically, you know, still work out. I've been getting back, like I had to take off of the gym for like 6. And, so now I'm getting back to a place of feeling physically well and mentally well, because I couldn't think for about a month because mm-hmm. the condition. So now it's like, if I'm in this weakened state and just body wise, how can I come up with ways to manifest better, even if I'm feeling weak, like physically?
So even if you're feeling weak, mm-hmm. the most important thing is that you can't, I'm going to use the analogy for a car.
Yeah.
You can't drive the car when you have a flat tire.
Right.
So the tire needs to be tended to, the tire that's maybe on the driver's side and the front. Right. So your shoulder being that part of the car, and in this is going to be, and I know it's really not easy to hear at this point in time, but the end result is going to be you evolving to a bigger place, you evolving to a better place, you evolving to more peace, you evolving to a place in your awareness that you're going to feel better, you're going to get past it. And if your shoulder has the message for you to slow down, to be more peaceful, to take it easy, and these things that come into your awareness as far as trying to get the proper medical attention that you need, allow the frustration to come up. It's mm-hmm. not going to hurt you. And a thought will pass through your system in 90 seconds if you don't give it a story, if you don't talk about it to all your friends, if you don't get, if you don't, what's the word? If you don't throw more fuel onto it, if you just allow it to pass, then what's really interesting about that is that you go from a very narrow way of looking at things to they're not answering the phone. They're not returning my call. They're not returning my email. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. This is very similar to how I felt when I was trying to get some help from my dad. To it gets to a point where, okay, the energy has left. I've managed to get through it. And now somebody might answer a phone. Somebody might get an email, or somebody might even contact you, or you might even get a spark of, you know what, I'm going to go look at, you know, a memory of, you know, I'm going to go look for this doctor over here. And then immediately they pick up. It kind of goes from being very stagnant in your energy when you don't let that energy pass to opening up to a lot of opportunities to get the help that you need. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, what you can do is you can give your shoulder what it needs. And when somebody is, you know, you're on the phone and you're waiting for somebody to answer, almost turn it into like a little bit of a game. And I know that it can get frustrating because you're sitting there and you're telling like 12 different people the same thing over and over and over again. And, you know, and I know that that can be very aggravating. I know for myself, I've gotten really aggravated with that. And, you know, to a point to where it's like, okay, well, their energy has passed. And all of a sudden, miraculously, you've gotten that one person on the line who can actually help you, who can actually move you to where you need to be. And so, but I think that the biggest thing right now is just to allow that energy, that frustrated energy to move through you. And that could be an energy to just, if you're in your house, scream, get it out.
Yeah.
No, you know, what the, yeah, I mean, just whatever, what the, you know, F word, you know, whatever that is for you.
Yeah.
And get all that energy, because that energy is sitting within your system, within your body right now, and allow it to just move out.
Right.
Even if you get on your bike, if you're able to get on your bike, go take a bike ride, get some physical movement there, and just allow that.
Yeah, that's
exactly. Yeah. And just allow that stagnant energy to flow out. And when that energy starts to come up, just go, come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on, let's go. And have that higher part of your mind look at that with you. It's not even for you to correct. It's just for you to just allow that. And once that moves through, the opportunities for getting what you need will help. And with your shoulder, let's go ahead and let's address that, because your shoulder needs peace. Mm-hmm. It needs the ability to heal, and it needs care right now. And that's what your shoulder was telling you. It needs peace. It needs the ability to have the care. And it also is saying to you, when you asked your shoulder, you don't need to do everything for everyone. Your shoulder gave you a message. You don't need to do everything for everyone. These were the words that you came back to me with. Yeah. And these were the words, your body being your subconscious mind, this is what your shoulder had to say. So as your shoulder said that, and letting the energy of others in, So it's like letting, it's kind of, there's a difference between being empathetic, and then there's a difference between being empathetic, but not allowing the other energies to come into your field at this point.
Yeah.
So
that makes complete sense.
Absolutely. So
giving my power. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's a matter of vibrating yourself to an energy that is almost like your parameters are extending, let's go to 6 feet out from you. And those are your boundaries. And knowing when you're in a situation where you're starting to pick up other people's energy, what I want to do is I want to do a little hypnosis on you, and also to couple that with an anchor. And with that, will when you start to feel the energy of others on you, you can use this for yourself. Okay. How's that sound? Okay, great.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and let's get into a very comfortable seated position and just close your eyes. And take a deep breath in. And just a nice subtle breath out through the mouth. And just another deep breath in. And just hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4. And take a breath out very gently, very slowly through the mouth. And another deep breath in. And hold it for a second. And breathing out slowly through the mouth. And what I want you to do is I want you to put your attention on your right shoulder. And as your attention is on your right shoulder, what I want you to do is visualize, allow yourself to visualize an energy on that part of your shoulder. Maybe an energy that has a color to it. What color comes to your mind?
Yellow.
Yellow. So a yellow energy, and that yellow energy represents letting others energy in, doing everything for everyone else. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
And is there a shape to it?
Kind of like squiggly lines.
Squiggly lines. So as that energy is sitting there on your shoulder and the squiggly lines, and as you're feeling that energy there, how does your shoulder feel?
Balanced.
Balanced. Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to take that energy of doing everything for everyone else, that energy of letting others, other people's energy on your shoulder. Take that. Is it still yellow?
Yes.
So take that squiggly yellow energy, and I want you to intensify the yellow. Intensify the color. Intensify the squiggly. And now what I want you to do is I want you to let that color fade a little bit more. And now what I want you to do is I want you to intensify it a little bit more. Intensifying the energy of doing everything for everyone else. Letting others' energy, almost like the weight of the world, sitting on your shoulders. And now what I'd like you to do is tell me what the opposite of that would be color-wise? What would be the opposite color of having boundaries, letting others do for themselves?
Blue.
So now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take blue and I'd like you to put one drop of blue into that yellow energy. Just one drop. What does that do to the yellow?
Makes it green.
Can you put a little bit more blue in?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that blue feel?
Cool.
Cool. Cool how?
Like cool in temperature.
Like cool in temperature. Is there any cool in temperature? Is there any other feeling that you have towards that blue?
Feel like it's like feels like the ocean, like washing away.
Okay, so let's put two more drops of blue into that yellow. How does that feel now?
More balanced.
And let's put four more drops of blue into that.
More peaceful.
So now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take that energy and let's spread it from your right shoulder over to your left shoulder while staying on the right. And let's put two more drops of blue into that energy. And let's take that energy and put it up around your head. And let's put three more drops of the blue. Almost like you're taking a little dropper and you're dropping some of the blue. And let's wash that over your face and onto your neck and onto your shoulders. And how does that feel?
Very like calming.
So now let's take that staying at your face, your neck, your shoulders, and let's stretch that energy into your heart. And while it's on your heart, let's add four more drops of the blue to that yellow. Are you more yellow or blue right now?
Blue.
And how does that feel?
I'm very calm.
Like now dropping that into your gut, down your arms. And let's drop five more drops of blue into the space of blue. And taking that blue and taking that energy all the way down into your groin area. And dropping four more drops of the blue. And down your legs, your thighs, to your knees, your kneecaps, feeling that blue energy down, down, down to your calves, down to your ankles, feeling that blue energy, down to your feet, to your toes, enveloping your whole body, almost like you're sitting in a blue cocoon, blue energy coming from your head chakra, your throat chakra, your heart chakra, your gut chakra, your groin chakra, all the way down, and flowing it all the way down, almost like an ocean, a blue ocean washing over you, cleansing you, purifying you, there for you. As this ocean extends from you out, all the way out, 6 feet out, vibrantly out, extending out. Breathing in the calm. How are you feeling?
Like protected.
Protected. Knowing that anytime you feel the energy of another, that you have this blue, radiant energy around you that is peaceful, that helps you, that is the space, this healing space, this peaceful space. That is for you as you're here now. And that is here for you as you go through your life and allowing your energy to be exactly as it is and allowing others without judgment to have their energy exactly as they have them. Allowing them to walk along their path that they need without judging them. Because as they do what they need to do in their lives, on their journey, is not part of what you need to do. Keeping your own energy intact with this bright, beautiful blue energy that surrounds you, not having to do for everyone else because you know that they're capable of being on their own journey. And if you need to support, be a support. A support in just knowing their truth, even if they've forgotten. Knowing that you don't need the weight of the world on your shoulders. Having this bright blue light, this bright blue energy around you that protects you, that heals you. Always remembering, when you feel the energy of another that is not for your greatest good or for theirs, you can always remember this bright blue energy. And all you have to do is just remember this energy is for your healing. It's what your body needs right now. It is the energy that will allow you to slow down, be in a peaceful state of mind, knowing that you don't have to do the work for everyone else, that you don't have to do everything for everyone else. That is your boundary. Just focus on this blue light, this blue energy. Get the feeling of it being all the way around you, protecting you, giving you peace, letting you know it's okay to heal and to slow down. That quiet spot within your awareness. And when you forget, there is a part of your body that you can hold on to that will always remind you of this beautiful blue energy. Find a spot on your body that you can hold on to with this blue energy. And when you have that spot, nod. So as you're focusing on this blue healing energy, the one that says it's okay to have your boundaries, grabbing on to that anchor. And as you grab on to that, intensify that blue energy around your whole body. Grabbing onto it and feeling the peace. Feeling the healing. Being in your own power. Is there anything else that comes to mind while you're in this energy? Any self-talk? Any wisdom coming to you?
I'm getting like the message, like, stay in this power, stay in your power.
Stay in your power. Mm-hmm. So holding on to that anchor, staying in your power, intensifying that blue energy all the way around you. Breathing it in, holding on to it, and letting it go and releasing your anchor. And now holding on to your anchor again. Breathing into it, intensifying it, and letting it go. And now holding on to your anchor one more time. And breathing into the peace, staying in your anchor, staying in your power, and letting it go. So when you want to remind yourself, grab onto your anchor. And when you're ready, you can open up your eyes. How are you doing?
Good. I feel good. Very mellow.
Good. How's your shoulder?
I mean, I definitely felt energy moving, and there's less. Yeah, I feel less. I mean, I feel more just at peace overall. So I think it's taking away from anything that I might be feeling. So that's
great.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Have a wonderful afternoon, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Always helpful. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Infinite Success with Elena Scher. She will be back next week with another great show.